WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is out with a new projection on how much the president's big budget bill will cost. The CBO says it will cut taxes by about $3.7 trillion and raise the deficit by $2.4 trillion. And it will also leave 11 million people without health insurance by the year 2034. Elon Musk has called the bill a disgusting abomination. Reaction from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who's been speaking with the president.
Obviously, we've talked about this. He's not delighted that Elon did a 180 on that.
The FBI has arrested a man at New York's JFK Airport in connection with the bombing of a Palm Springs fertility clinic. The main suspect, Guy Edwards Bartkus, died in the explosion. The president's tariffs on steel and aluminum jumping from 25% to 50% overnight. Quiet day in Tiananmen Square today. This is the 36th anniversary of the bloody crackdown there in Beijing. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are sharing safety tips for residents as Canadian wildfires cause air quality issues across the state. Residents are reminded to stay inside as often as they can to limit their exposure, especially if they fall into a sensitive group like children, the elderly, or people with respiratory issues. If you do need to go outside, you should keep an eye on any shortness of breath or coughing. Residents who have respiratory issues like asthma could also consider using their inhaler before heading out. Republican state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of early voting in the state. The proposal would require every municipality to offer at least 20 hours of in-person absentee voting for residents. The state would also reimburse those municipalities for the additional cost. Critics of the proposal say that while increased access would benefit voters, adding the same regulations for rural communities and urban communities would not be the most efficient way to do so, as rural communities don't have enough residents to fill the 20-hour requirement. Health officials say two new cases of measles have been confirmed near the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the cases are unrelated to each other but raise concerns about potential exposure in the area. One case originated in Washington County near the state border, and health officials say that individual was likely exposed on a domestic flight. The other case involved a child at the Mall of America, and health officials are warning anyone who is at the mall on May 24th to look out for possible symptoms. The city of New Richmond has announced over $220,000 in grant funding for the community library. According to city officials, the funding was provided through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Idle Sites Redevelopment Grant Program. The program seeks to help Wisconsin municipalities redevelop large sites that have either been underutilized or entirely abandoned. Construction work at the new library is scheduled to wrap up later this year and will include residential units above it and next door. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where the Packers held press conferences after another day of OTA practices. Lucas Van Ness saying it was difficult playing defensive end all last season after suffering a broken thumb in spring practice.
I wore a full cast all the way until about week 10 or 11, I'm not exactly sure, and then kind of had some lingering issues. So I wore it most of the season, which is kind of always limited to playing on just that right side of the defensive line. So I'm excited to get back and kind of have the ability to go and play on both sides again.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Reds 4-2. After the game, Pat Murphy got more bad news. Brandon Woodruff, out since September of 2023, was pitching in his final rehab stint in Nashville when the big right-hander was hit in the elbow by a comeback hit traveling 108 miles an hour.
He took a line drive off the elbow, right elbow. The x-rays are negative from what I understand, but we want to get him. We slime back and get him the CT scan and get it all checked out.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. You heard that right. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's also Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a few minutes for the entire hour, taking your calls, Middays with Mark. It's our Middays with Mark Day. So if you want to get in line to ask him a question, 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. In the second hour of our program, David Pepper, the former chair of the Ohio Democratic Party, is going to drop by, a professor at the University of Ohio. He's going to drop by and talk about DOGE. He says, was it a truly unprecedented transfer of governmental power to a private entity in real time? We'll unpack that. Also in the second hour of the program, the normalization of evil. We thought we were free. Say what? In the third hour of our program, chaos everywhere. Is this the beginning of the unraveling of Taco Trump? Or is he consolidating power? And geeky science, insects, half the tree of life is disappearing. I don't think this ends well. So we got a lot to talk about today. But first, our first entire hour, Congressman Mark Pocan, the former chair, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Council Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. Over on Blue Sky and on Twitter, you can find him at pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm curious, you know, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, hey, thanks for having me, Tom. It's great to be with you again. Yeah, I think really this big, ugly bill that's going through Washington, you know, it's now going to the Senate, but Elon Musk saying it's the atrocity that it is, his view on spending. You know, we've had Mike Johnson, other Republicans claiming it doesn't kick anyone off of Medicaid or food assistance. And it's been proven to be a lie by, you know, the Congressional Budget Office and others. Now Elon Musk, now other Republicans in the Senate. They're in a pretty interesting place trying to move this forward. Obviously, their holy grail is tax cuts, tax breaks for the wealthiest. It's, you know, the people who are their donor class supporting them. But in order to do so, they have to cut healthcare from almost 14 million people, food assistance from almost 11 million people. Medicare by $500 billion is kind of an unintended consequence that they didn't bother to fix. There's a lot of a mess that we all have to fight back to make sure it doesn't happen.
Congressman, it seems like there's like layers of mess, layers of confusion within layers of confusion. You mentioned the $500 billion cut to Medicare, which is just an automatic thing that kicks in when Medicaid gets cut that badly as a result of the old PAYGO program that goes back to, what, Clinton era? So it seems to me like probably their plan B, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems like the most rational plan B right now will be for them to propose a continuing resolution to maintain funding where it is and slightly raise the debt ceiling and just kind of wash their hands of this whole mess. What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, so appropriations process is kind of separate, right? This is about a tax cut for the wealthiest, a tax cut for Elon Musk and Donald Trump and everyone who can belong to Mar-a-Lago. In order to do so, some of it's funny money with tariffs, part of why Donald Trump's pushing tariffs. Some of it is the cuts, and that's the cuts to health care and food assistance and education that are wildly unpopular. But they're trying to do this all through a reconciliation process. And all that is a fancy word for getting around the filibuster rules in the Senate. Once a fiscal year, they can do that. But, you know, you're right. There's so many layers of bad. I mean, then they did weird things like, you know, if you're on food assistance, it used to be if you had children under 18 that you didn't have to meet a work requirement like most people do. But now they lowered that to kids under 8. So once your kid's 8, supposedly, I guess they're old enough to work at the mine, you know, suddenly that changes rules. But, you know, I think people haven't even heard of that provision. Or changing ratios of staff to patients at nursing homes. Again, not related to the bill, but they threw it in. And I think there's a lot of those things that are just wildly unpopular when people find out about them. And they're really going to have to figure out how to move forward.
So this is one of those, they used to refer to them as Christmas tree pieces of legislation. It's got all kinds of little gifts hanging from it for all
the various
lobbyists.
It took away silencers for guns for one member who owns a gun shop. Oh, no, that wasn't for his personal interest, right? I mean, like, there's so many stupid things built in. That's why they did these votes in the dark of night, why they didn't let anyone take time to really digest it on the Republican side. They just voted on it. But, you know, the Senate's clearly not going to pass something with a half a trillion dollar cut to Medicare like every Republican, except for three people, voted for. So, you know, I think there's a lot of explaining to do. I did a town hall in Derek Van Orden's district and my neighboring district in Wisconsin over the weekend. People hate, I mean, really hate this bill. And we're seeing it in the polling as well. So how the Senate fixes it, how the House tries to then, you know, to reconcile it closer to their version. But at the end of the day, this is about as unpopular a bill as I have seen in my time in office.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, truly seems like a remarkable moment in time. What are the deadlines here? When are we going to start knowing how things are going to shake out?
It's
when
all
does it start getting real.
Yeah, it's largely all artificial deadlines. You know, Donald Trump wants to sign it by July 4th. But, you know, it may be harder for the Senate to get all that action done and then get a reconciled version with the House. That could be a little ambitious, but they don't have to do it by that date. The only thing it's kind of pressing is the debt ceiling a little bit. And part of that is lifting the debt ceiling in this bill. But man, this blows a huge hole into the national debt, something Republicans used to say they cared about. Clearly, that's complete BS these days, because as long as it provides a tax break for the wealthy, they'll do pretty much anything. But, you know, it's really those cuts. You know, I wake up to bad and worse choices every day, Tom. I'm all for bad choices. And for me, the bad choices are trying to stop the cuts to health care, stop the cuts to education, stop the cuts to food assistance for the number one program, keeping kids out of poverty. And, you know, I think most people across the country, we're seeing in polling, don't support those cuts either. In fact, most of them don't know it's in there. When you start to tell people what's in the bowl, in the bill, and you very fairly say both, you know, what Republicans would say the good is as well as the bad, it actually loses support from where it's at right now. So this is something that's only going to be, you know, a weight tied to them unless they seriously change what it looks like.
If I could change the topic real quick and then we'll get to our callers. Bernie Sanders was in London this week and he did an extensive interview with the editorial staff of The Guardian. And one of the points that he made, which really struck me, was he said that there's a class war going on. The people at the top are waging that war. This was the basis of Trump's victory, that he claimed there was a class war and that he would be the class warrior for the people on the bottom, when in fact he was lying. It was the exact opposite. And Bernie says if Democrats want to start winning elections, they have to go back to the really solid stuff. They have to start talking about everybody having health care at a low cost or no cost, everybody having access to education, getting big corporations out of the housing market and making housing, you know, low-cost housing available to people. You know, just straightforward, you know, good old fashioned, go back to FDR's, you know, Four Freedoms and Second Bill of Rights stuff. And his concern is that there's still enough of these, you know, Josh Gottheimer, Jared Golden types, you know, the corporate Democrats with their hands out to whoever's, you know, whichever lobbyist is passing out the most cash this week, that the Democratic Party won't be able to do that. What are your thoughts on all that, particularly as you know, you having been the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus?
Yeah, we had a Progressive Caucus retreat yesterday, all-day retreat, and Bernie came by. So we had some of this conversation. And in healthcare, I think, is a great example. You know, who doesn't think that you shouldn't have healthcare in this country, and yet we don't because of all the special interests? But maybe this is an issue we should go back and double and triple down on, because it does provide that difference. The only thing worse than what Donald Trump is doing to this country is the fact that people also don't like the Democrats right now, which we're seeing poll after poll after poll, which is kind of counterintuitive. You'd think that if they don't like Republicans for taking away health care and food assistance and education, that you'd like Democrats. But they're not seeing what they see in Democrats as something that they like either.
Don't you think, though, that that's because the Republicans, using, you know, billionaire money, have been so successful in characterizing Democrats as people who only care about trans people? I mean, that was 80% of the advertising against Kamala Harris, or some massive percentage of it, and black people. And so, you know, white people are like, well, you know, even white people who aren't bigots are like, well, you know, so they care about trans people and black people. They don't care about me. Why should I vote for them?
That's certainly a part of it. But also, what's that alternative agenda that we're offering?
That's my point. It's being lost completely because the Republicans have painted us successfully.
Well, and also, to be fair, I don't think we have a figurehead for the party right now, right? I mean, you know, and when you don't have that one person that's the alternative, you have many people and the message gets a little bit diluted. And I do think that makes it difficult to get it across. But, you know, what Bernie's point is, and I think the Progressive Caucus's point as well, look, we right now, corruption is going to be a huge issue. Watching this administration and this Congress, we should really probably double and triple down on talking about corruption, because it's clearly a factor.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. And that includes campaign finance reform, right? I mean, that's why we can't get health care to move forward, right? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about health care. Let's talk about some of these core economic issues that people really think about when they're at the kitchen table.
Yeah, I'm with you. And maybe the environment is these crises, these weather crises.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us for the hour taking new calls. We'll pick them up right on the other side of this break. Stay with us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for the whole body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants we're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, a clinically proven agent to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando, M-A-N-D-O, at shopmando.com. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Bocan in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting, Middays with Mark. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. You are on the air with Congressman Bocan.
Congressman, specifically, I'm in my 80s. I go back to the 1960s when we had to deal with organic foods, and finally they were basically purified commercially. And basically polluted with the eventuality of allowing low levels of toxins. When this new program came out called Make America Healthy Again, and in there, I'm quite surprised that they admit the corruption of U.S. agencies in relationship to the influences of the corporate who had basically policies going through these agencies for regulation. And basically, this new MAHA report came out saying that this was corruption inside of the system. Now, my problem is
we do have an entire population now contaminated with the food products and the substances in them. Now, when they don't always label, they say, well, we're not labeling something because it's such a low level that it doesn't have a causation factor. Well, unfortunately, when you continue...
So, Ron, what's your question for Congressman Pocan?
That's what I'm trying to ask right now. How are we going to work with these products when they bioaccumulate the low levels in us? What are we going to do to stop it? The big issue is, sir, are we looking at the biotransmission, the mother to...
Got it. Congressman?
Sure. I think this is one where, you know, it was interesting. We had Secretary RFK Jr. in front of my subcommittee on probes, and one of the things is one of the Republicans started kind of chastising him for going after a certain color dye that's a carcinogenic that's in some candy from a manufacturer in his district. And so you had the Republican criticizing him, and then I said, no, keep it up. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those areas, maybe there's a little crossover, you know, party on that issue, trying to have healthier foods in general. But, you know, that's kind of common sense. The problem is, if they really believe that, then let's not, you know, take away the food subsidy, the number one program that keeps kids out of poverty, because you can barely afford healthy foods anyway, and you're only going to make it worse so that those badly, highly processed foods are what people can afford. So we need more than just, you know, a couple good ideas in a report. We need a much better overall effort. I'm glad at least there's some good language in there. But if the Republicans on the committee are fighting back on behalf of corporations to keep, you know, those chemicals in things, we'll see how far that Secretary Kennedy can actually get with some of that agenda.
There you go. And even a broken clock is right twice a day. David, right. In San Francisco, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We just have a minute and a little more than a minute here. If you got a quick question, David, please.
Well, the expression or catchphrase, cost-effective life, Republicans all the way back to Hitler used the idea that it was too expensive to let labor leaders live or the disabled live or the elderly live. They said it was too expensive and that they were useless bread eaters. And that's how they locked them in the concentration camp to start. And when you see this brand new budget that's basically using funny money, you know, Trump started the year off by saying he was going to take the gold of America and buy Bitcoin with it and then balance the budget. Now, that's a shell game. And then he, with that shell game,
so,
where
David, what's your question?
Goes, well, where the budget goes after that, you get to say, oh, these people are too expensive to live. So they doctor the books and then they kill people.
Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah, David, I think the best example, I think, of what you're trying to say was Joni Ernst this weekend when she was asked about people who will die because of provisions in this big, ugly bill. And her response is, well, we're all going to die. You know, you can't get much more callous than that. And unfortunately, that whole bill is that statement personified in numbers and in values and cuts. So you are correct. I just think that, you know, Joni Ernst probably did the best to clarify that issue in a single phrase. And just, we need to remind everyone of that.
Amen. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yeah, call it the We're All Gonna Die Bill. 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack.
In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release on Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from the website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take precautions to prevent the spread of invasive species during Invasive Species Action Month. State law prohibits the transportation or introduction of certain invasive species without a permit in an effort to protect native species from harmful effects, including depopulation. Residents who identify invasive plants or insects should report them to DNR officials. A number of other helpful tips to combat the spread of invasive species can be found on the DNR's website. A Dallas man accused of making terrorist threats directed at staffers from the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake has entered not guilty pleas to the charges. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was charged with one felony count of making terrorist threats and misdemeanor charges of unlawful phone use, threatening harm, and disorderly conduct. West entered the not guilty pleas in court on Friday, and a jury trial was scheduled for October. He's facing up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced the official opening of its new healthcare hub in Rice Lake. Organization officials say the new facility on West Avenue will offer a wide range of services, including dental care, behavioral health, pediatric speech therapy, and physical therapy. Those services had previously been offered at different locations in the area, but the new centralized facility will make the organization more efficient and improve access for patients. The now fully integrated facility officially opened its doors on Monday. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and Civic Media-based talk show host Todd Allbaugh, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your support.
Ah!
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Anne in Trinity, Florida, listening to WMNF. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. I'm calling. I wanted to say, one, that I agree 100% with what Bernie is saying about what Democrats need to speak to. We need to kind of forget about the Jim Carville's. He's getting influenced too much by Mary. And I also agree with Ziggy about the emails that we're getting. I think that what I wanted to call about is one of the things that I think where Democrats, the low rating that the Democrats are getting right now, which really should not be happening considering what Republicans are doing, is that people are not seeing Democrats doing anything in action. And when I hear that it's being reported that Elon Musk is making more of a hoo-ha regarding this bill than the Democrats are, there's an issue. Because it shouldn't be that Elon Musk is more upset about this bill, and I know that he isn't. And so my thoughts are the Democrats need to do things in groups. They need to have a press conference on a daily basis every other day. But there needs to be at least 10 to a dozen of you, representatives and senators. And then I think some of the stuff that you're saying will start to get some traction. Representative Goldman had a press conference the other day, and you don't hear about it. It doesn't really make the news. And I think that that's the Democrats doing things in groups is how you will begin to get traction.
Yeah, and I wish it were that easy, but I'm glad you recognized the problem that we have. I think every day there's people talking about this bill and doing things, but if the mainstream media or, for that matter, cable networks don't pick it up, you wouldn't know what happens. What's unique about Elon Musk is he's from the inner core of the Trump world saying something, so they're all covering that, but it's not because of the same complaints we have about the cuts to healthcare or food assistance. It's because he wants deeper cuts, right? So that's, I think, part of why they're covering that. But, you know, this has been something I think we've talked with this program since day one. What I've been on here is, you know, if you say it, it doesn't actually get said if it's not picked up by the press. And leadership members, you know, I think there's 30 of us now going into Republican districts on a regular basis talking about this. So we are getting the coverage at the local level. But, you know, if you're just looking at cable news, fine. But, you know, they don't cover everything that's said and everything that's done. People are saying things. I think the bigger problem is we don't have a singular person you go to for a comment. You know, when you had a president, you go to the president. But right now, you know, they don't just go to Hakeem Jeffries. I wish they would, bluntly, because I think he's probably one of the better people to deliver the message of the leadership right now that we have. But it's frustrating, trust me, for those of us who have tried to get the message across. But at least if we can get it across in the local media in districts, that's where we can hopefully have some impacts going into next year's elections.
Vinola in Washington, D.C., you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My question is regarding voter suppression. Since 2020, hundreds of voter suppression laws have been passed throughout the country. And we learned from Greg Palast on actually this program that voter suppression won the election, not Donald Trump, because so many votes were stolen. And what I never hear the Democrats talk about voter suppression, and it leaves people of color whose votes are actually suppressed thinking that the Democratic Party, first of all, takes us for granted and don't care about our votes. So I want to know, what do you have planned to fight voter suppression laws in all of those states that supposedly stole elections, because you're not talking about it? So hopefully you're doing something about it behind the scenes. And that's my question.
Yeah, Vanilla, so this shows short memories a little bit, because the number one bill that the H.R. 1, so it's literally the first bill introduced by Democrats when we were in control of the House for two sessions, and passed was H.R. 1, the most comprehensive campaign finance, ethics, and elections reform bill that addressed many of the problems that we're seeing individual states do to suppress votes. The problem is because the Senate rules, you needed 60 votes, and they never had 60 votes in the Senate to pass those. So despite passing them in the House, the filibuster rules did not let those bills pass. But literally, it was the first bill we named and voted on in the House for two sessions in a row when Democrats were in charge. So clearly, Democrats have said something about it. But right now, it is a fight largely state by state with the current makeup of Congress. And we always have to be vigilant of that. But anyone who thinks that we didn't lose the election, I really believe in November, due to the headwinds of coming out of COVID with inflation. We saw that in, I think, a dozen countries across the world that are similar to us. The ruling party was thrown out. It was the number one issue in exit polls by people who did vote. 50% said the economy. And of course, Donald Trump's done nothing about it. He promised he would. And I think it's one of the things working against him right now. But, you know, there were real headwinds that people have to remember in that election in November. But across the globe, those were those headwinds. But we absolutely need to address any kind of voter suppression. We absolutely have, with the very first bill introduced by Democrats. And we just have to figure out how to get that through with a Senate that may not have a 60-vote margin to help us.
Yeah. Greg, by the way, who is a former BBC reporter, did the math on this. Lays it out in extraordinary detail, and found, going swing state by swing state, looking at the states where the Republicans had purged large numbers of mostly black and Hispanic voters from the voting rolls, that 4.2 million people were either purged from the voting rolls or were given provisional ballots that were never counted. And had those people been allowed to vote, there would have been an overwhelming victory for Kamala Harris. So, yeah, well, you know, for what it's worth.
And that's part of why H.R. 1 was the bill that was the very first bill introduced by Democrats. The problem is those Senate rules make it difficult.
I get it. It's just, it's shocking to me that most Americans don't know this. I think if Democrats were suppressing the votes of Republican voters, if Democrats were purging voting rolls by sending postcards into upper middle class white neighborhoods and then purging people off the voting rolls when they get a 1% return rate, like they're doing in black neighborhoods in Ohio and in Georgia and Florida and Texas, the Republicans would be screaming and it would be on the news every night. I think that's the point that she was making and that I'm making. But anyway, let's move along. Hills in Santa Barbara. Hey, Hills, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning. The MAGA movement flouting the law, which is against congressional oversight, you know, allowed Kyle Rittenhouse to, you know, never be charged after he just, you know, cold dead, you know, killed two people.
He was charged, but he was found not guilty.
Oh, my word. Now he's a big hero.
Yeah.
And then Heather Heyer was mowed down by a counter protester. And, you know, I'm not sure about charges and convictions.
He went to prison for killing her.
Thank God. Okay. But there's this, flouting the law is leading also to the confusion between innocent Palestinians and Hamas, which could further Israel's plans for settlements on the limited amount of Palestinian land that they even have left after 1948.
So, Hills, what's your question?
My question is Congress concerned about these things and trying to work on it? Because the flouting the law thing, people need to go, they need to be held accountable.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a little open-ended, these things. So let me at least address, I think, very quickly in Gaza and Palestine. Unfortunately, the majority of Congress, including many Democrats, I think have an unrealistic view of what's happening in the Middle East and are not looking at the devastation in Gaza and what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing and people getting food support, getting gunned down, and all the rest. So I don't see this Congress doing something positive on that. In general, though, I think at 30,000 foot, Hills, what you're saying is why isn't Congress, you know, taking Article I powers, that we have the power of the purse, we have the power of tariffs and other things, and we're letting the president literally steal them from us? That's because it's a weak congressional majority. Mike Johnson is weak, and he's letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants, and they're afraid of him. And that's the problem. If you don't have checks and balances, you have authoritarians. That's why June 14th is Trump's Not a King Day across the country, right? He thinks he is, and he's allowed to be one by this speaker and the congressional Republican leadership. And that's why we need to speak out against that.
Yeah, absolutely. 44 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark, with the former chair, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Mark Pocan. Pocan.house.gov is his website and also his handle over on Blue Sky. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now, is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. She just swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save, T-H-O-M, to save up to 35% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance, Vibrance, Vibrance.com. /Tom, T-H-O-M.
Now billionaires.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us, taking your calls for the hour. Glenn in Kalama, Washington. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman. I want to know your thoughts about the concept of shadow legislation. We've talked about shadow cabinets, and we have named people. What I'm wondering is if why don't we get something to run on during this next campaign by coming up with shadow legislation, something you can campaign on. It would be something like breaking down H.R. 1 and adding H.R. 2, 3, 4, or 5, something we can vote on during the first month of our regaining power. Would you comment on that, please?
Yeah, I mean, Glenn, that's part of what I think we were talking about, the Progressive Caucus. What are some of those things that we're going to aspire to so people can see that? And I've heard our Democratic leadership also say generally it's a little later in the election year that you sometimes see that platform, but they recognize the need to speed it up because of what the Republicans are putting out there. So I think in some ways what you're asking for is kind of in process, and I think it's a good thought. Also, Glenn, my aunt and uncle used to live in Klamath. They both passed, but beautiful area up by you.
Steve in Katy, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hello. I'd like to mention something, a little bit from history. The Trump administration is being run like Tammany Hall. Every single political job is filled by somebody who essentially considers it a no-show-up job, a no-work job. And I just think we could make more of an issue out of that. The guy at FEMA, I mean, he got hired on knowing Trump was going to close FEMA, so he puts no effort into it. The guys at the FBI think if they work more than 2 hours a day that they're just worn out. I mean, we need to talk first off just work ethic. Everybody that came to the were being reviewed by the Senate for confirmation, that none of them were prepared. They all lied or all stonewalled. Everybody's just showing up, going through the motions, pretending they're all no-work jobs. And, of course, lots of people talk about, I work down here in the chemical business, that all the operators work, 12 hours on, 12 hours off, get up at 5 in the morning to make their shifts. So, I mean, you know, we're hearing all this whining and nobody's doing anything about it at a big level. I mean, this seems like, this.
Got it, Steve. You're starting to repeat yourself. Congressman?
Yeah, Steve, so I think you're really close to, I think it's not so much that they're going to non-work jobs because I think they're on TV a lot because that's what Donald Trump likes them to do. But it's the corruption factor, right? He's appointing people that have, that he's personally profiting from, or he's doing things that he's personally profiting from. His cryptocurrency is ruled as a collectible, not currency. He's inviting those people to tour the house if the White House, if you've bought enough of it. The fact that he's getting, $400 million jets from foreign nations, you go on and on. The fact that when he said to buy stock when he was announcing something on tariffs, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Secretary Sean Duffy and other secretaries, Secretary Pam Bondi bought stock, clearly looking very corruptly. Corruption, I think, is got to be an issue going into next year. And I think it's one of the major things we talked about yesterday at our Progressive Caucus retreat again, Tom, that we really see some real strength from judicial ethics to members of Congress buying stock to reforms on the executive branch. It's a real issue.
There you go. Brian in McDonough, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan. We have a minute and a half, by the way.
Okay. I just want to start by saying, thank you very much because, again, not a lot of people are doing this, but I think Democrats need to really temper their expectations. I mean, let's face it, Republicans control the legislature. They control the executive. There's not a lot. I mean, people want to say, oh, do something, do something, do something. There's not a lot you can really do other than shine a light on things, let Joni Ernst, make a fool of herself. There's really not much you can do. You can't pass legislation. I mean, maybe
so,
you can.
Brian, what's your question?
Publish something. I guess my question is, what realistically can Democrats do being in the minority?
Thank you.
Yeah. So elections have consequences. You're right, Brian. There's very little legislatively we can do. But we can put profile on issues. It goes back to litigation, communication, and elections. Litigation support the groups that are having the wins. 185 positive adjudications out of 250 cases. Stopping the Trump administration already is huge. 2, fight the disinformation with real information. 3, get ready for next year so we can flip the majorities and change and have real goalies in place and real oversight over the Trump administration. But we need to do that working together and be cognizant of, I think, everything that you brought up, Brian, but certainly expecting more. I forgot exactly how Hakeem Jeffries said it, but basically more is more. Like, we need to be doing more, all of us, and I think that is the expectation of our elected officials.
Congressman, we're just about out of time, but I see that Paul in Woodinville was going to ask, what about this provision that Marjorie Taylor Greene is objecting to now that prevents the courts from enforcing contempt citations?
Actually, her provision is on AI. That provision was a member from Nebraska who said he didn't know about that one. But that just shows they don't even know what's in there. I think that could maybe not survive the Senate rules for reconciliation, so that could get thrown out potentially there. I think it's pretty hard to have that judicial one stay. The AI, I don't know exactly. Again, that might be one that goes beyond what the rules are for reconciliation. Again, it's supposed to be fiscal in nature to get around the 60-vote rule, so a number of these things may not be able to last.
Right. Okay, Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's always a pleasure having you with us. We really value it, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. On the other side of the break, David Pepper is going to drop by for a few minutes, and then I want to talk to you about the normalization of evil. And what does that mean? How does that play out? Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prince or freeprince.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings on a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County.
This hour's keyword is Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. You heard that right, Bloom, B-L-O-O-M.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has bumped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from 25% to 50%. That move already drawing criticism from Canada and the European Union. Prices could go up here in the U.S. on big ticket items and smaller grocery items packaged in cans. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House says no trade deals have been finalized between the U.S. and other countries, and the deadline coming to an agreement is just over a month away.
The administration continues to negotiate trade deals, and they're saying to trade partners all around the world, give us your best offer. We are 35 days out from the end of that 90-day pause. And the president told me himself, at the end of that, if trade deals are not reached with those countries, the tariffs will go into effect.
Severe storms continue in the nation's midsection.